This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 4th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the legal issue of defamation when it comes to restaurant reviews. We'll also have a chilly forecast from meteorologist Ed Keyser coming up first to look at today's news. The Champaign School District's latest plan to meet goals of the consent decree include putting a referendum on next year's primary ballot to fund Northside classrooms. But some Champaign School Board candidates think that might be too soon to run a referendum. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Unit 4's revised plan for meeting racial equity goals in the consent decree calls for developing a proposal for more classrooms in North Champaign by August and including that in a referendum on the Illinois primary ballot next year. At a candidates' forum on equity issues last night, candidate R. Scott McAdam said that wouldn't leave the school board much time.
You know, I think we have our work cut out for it with the time frame that's involved. I think February is kind of the target. That's a quick turnaround.
Candidate Chuck Jackson said the board shouldn't put a referendum on the ballot until they craft one voters will approve, unlike the proposal that failed last year.
And I think it's far more important that we do a lot of listening, that we get a lot of input, that the referendum is not half-baked in any way.
But candidate Greg Novak said it was important for the district to meet the deadline it had set.
The district has unfortunately had a reputation, you know, of not fulfilling its obligations, so we need to make a good faith effort. We need to go forward, come up with something that we can sell to the voters, come up with a plan that they would see and accept.
McAdam, Jackson, and Novak are among the seven challengers and one incumbent competing for four seats on the Unit 4 school board in the April 17th election. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Another forum for Champaign school board candidates is set for next Thursday, April 12th, at the district's Mellon Building. The local PTA is sponsoring that event. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is using his economic development agency and its private contractors to build support for his universal health care plan. The Associated Press has learned that state-funded business centers were asked to find businesses that would attend rallies during Blagojevich's four-day bus tour across the state. Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity regional managers were also given a script to use in calling to gauge business support. DCEO spokesman Andrew Ross says it's appropriate for state workers and contractors to educate businesses on the plan and explain how they can support it. Blagojevich wants to impose $8.6 billion in business taxes to raise money for health insurance, education, and state pensions. A proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage in Indiana appears dead for this year after it failed to clear a key House committee yesterday. Some lawmakers say the nail in its coffin may have been the measure's second provision. The proposed amendment contained two parts. The first states that marriage in Indiana is the union of one man and one woman. The second provision says the state cannot provide the benefits of marriage to unmarried couples. The Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence feared the amendment could nullify domestic violence laws that protect both married and unmarried couples. But supporters say the proposal would have simply stopped courts from forcing the government to provide same-sex benefits. The issue could come up again next year. Lawmakers looking to make schools safer in Illinois want to give teachers the ability to search students' lockers, desks, and cars. But some people fear that gives teachers too much authority. Amanda Vinicky reports on a measure approved in the Illinois House.
Currently, principals and other administrators can search student property. This measure would extend that right to teachers. Democrat Mary Flowers of Chicago voted against the proposal. She says a teacher may have a vendetta against a child.
Why would I, as a parent, believe the teacher over the child?
The measure's sponsor, Republican Tom Cross of Oswego, admits a teacher could plant something to get back at a student, but he says it's an issue of timing.
You may need to act on something quickly to protect the other students.
Cross says teachers must have a reasonable suspicion that drugs, weapons, or other dangerous materials are in a student's possession. The measure now goes to the state Senate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Champaign agency that counsels the victims of sexual assaults is one of several taking its message to the community this month. Rape Crisis Services says sexual assault has long been held a secret, and it's often underreported because of the stigma attached to the victims of such crimes. Program Associate Amber Carmer says one reason for Sexual Assault Awareness Month is making everyone aware of its impact.
It's not just, you know, certain race or certain gender or certain age. It really does affect everyone. And so really the point of this month is just to bring awareness to everybody that we need to band together and work with the legislature and work together to do things to end this, and that most importantly, survivors can get the tools that they need to overcome this.
Tonight, a town hall meeting will take place. It's headed by the Chicago Foundation for Women at the Parkland College Conference Center. It'll look at statistics related to the incidence of sexual assault and efforts to prevent it. Carmer says one in every three girls and one in six boys under the age of 18 will eventually be impacted by sexual assault. Rape Crisis Services has adopted the theme this month of Plant Hope, Take Action, End Rape. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. You can't account for taste, some say, and courts in turn generally won't hold someone accountable for taste. Commentator Amy Guida tells us about restaurant reviews and defamation in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
I ate a Caesar salad for lunch the other day. It was a little on the dull side, and someone in the back had a heavy hand with the dressing. I didn't like it much. So sue me. Those sorts of lawsuits actually happen. As silly as it may sound to those who hold the forks and not the shares in restaurants, there are those who've sued critics for publishing negative restaurant reviews. The New York Times reported last month that a restaurant in Philadelphia didn't much like the published word that it served expensive and disappointing food, including a soggy and sour chopped salad and a miserably tough and fatty steak. Today's special? A defamation lawsuit. Defamation, to quote a popular legal recipe, is a communication which has the tendency to so harm the reputation of another as to lower him in the estimation of the community or to deter third persons from associating with him. Put simply, if you say something that's nasty and false about someone else or someone else's business, you could soon face a defamation lawsuit. But most of these defamation restaurant review cases are thrown out of court faster than you can clean a greasy spoon. To count as defamation, a statement must not only be hurtful, but also provably false. Mere opinions are outside the reach of defamation law. After all, we're supposed to understand that a reviewer who complains of too much pepper may not like pepper as much as others like pepper. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Savory is on the taste buds of the reviewer. I assure you that it's only my opinion that a certain salad was dull and had a bit too much dressing. Of course, using the word opinion doesn't shield every statement from potential liability. See your local attorney for important distinctions. And consider the following reviews of restaurants from around the country. Weary well-wishers suggest that they freshen up the menu and their makeup. And some innocent scallops had been immersed in a sauce that tasted of nothing more than bouillon. And you'll regret everything you eat here, especially the BLTs. And a complaint that a fancy restaurant was nothing but a high-class fast food joint. In each case, the court sided with the restaurant critic and found the defamation claim half-baked. Restaurant reviews are the well-recognized home of opinion and comment, the courts have held, and therefore not actionable in court. So aggrieved chefs and restaurateurs must content themselves with the advice of one judge who reminded all that any publicity is good publicity. Along those lines, please remember that the law doesn't look too kindly on those who use a rolling pin as a weapon. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. A glimpse at summer in this early spring season is over. We are back into almost winter-like conditions. In fact, a freeze warning is in effect for much of central and southern Illinois and most of Indiana overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. And to our north, a wind advisory is in effect for northern Illinois and most of northern Indiana through this evening. Meteorologist Ted Kieser's forecast for today: in the north and central sections of the two states, mostly cloudy, very windy, scattered sprinkles and flurries. In the south, a mix of clouds and sun and windy, the highs ranging from only 33 in far northwest Illinois to 53 in the far south. For tonight, in northern and east central Indiana, mostly cloudy, scattered light snow showers and flurries. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, lows from 20 in northwest Illinois to 30 far south. And for tomorrow, cloudy with scattered flurries again in northern and east central Indiana. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, but chilly again, the highs ranging from only 37 in northeast Indiana to around 50 in far southern Illinois. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 4th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.